Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Mr. Shashi, you're the CTO, Chief Technology Officer and Co-Founder.
Yeah.
Of a startup which is the first in the world to solve a two-year-old challenge that was posted by Facebook, and the core being artificial intelligence.
Yeah. There are other people who have done it, but there were a lot of errors. We could do it with 100% accuracy for all the tasks.
So was it such a huge challenge, these 20 tasks, that it's taken almost 2 years?
Actually, yes, it is. When you look at the tasks, you know, it is about natural language understanding. So natural language understanding is a task, you know, which people are trying to solve from something like 1970 or 60s.
So how would you break that in simple language for people who are not techies?
Okay, we basically followed an approach which a human, you know, uses to understand natural language. We modeled how a human processes natural language, and we put that thing into a computer, and we could get it cracking.
So you're telling me people from Japan, people from America, people from the who's who, Israel, and all the other countries were trying to participate, but we managed to crack it first with 100% accuracy.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Congratulations, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I've also been reading that artificial intelligence is most likely to replace 16% of our jobs in the next decade.
I think, you know, we can never fear technology. We have to embrace it.
Mm.
And, you know, we have to go forward along with that. And, you know, we have to contribute to the technology. We can never be afraid of technology.
And how far is India from maybe seeing a robot on the road?
Today also there are many robots on the
road.
Actually,
yes.
You know, may not be in India.
Yes.
But the point is, how close are they to human? You know, that makes a lot of difference. For that, to have a real robot like what we see in some of the sci-fi movies.
Yes.
Maybe 50 years.
50 years?
It's pretty long, you know, journey. And I'm looking at a real robot, you know, which has an intelligence as good as human.
If I had to put a picture in people's minds, we're talking about Rajinikanth's film to maybe get there, say, 50 years. Is that what you're saying?
No. Rajinikanth's robot is much ahead of that.
Much ahead of that.
Yeah, definitely much ahead of that. You know, I'm looking at a robot, you know, whom we can speak to, who can understand and help us do our job. That is what I'm saying, 50 years, but not what Rajinikanth says.
Mr. Shashi, one last question. Is the technology out there and just not released to the public? Or do you think we still have to discover that technology?
I think we need to discover. I don't think, you know, this kind of rumors would be there that some company has got future technology they are not releasing. I don't know, but I wouldn't believe that class of theory. I feel we are nowhere near this robotic technology or human intelligence, AI technology.
You just broke the hearts of a lot of people who love to believe in these parallel theories. But thank you so much, sir, and congratulations to the entire team of DataVal Analytics.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Gives us great joy that a Bangalore-based startup was the first to solve Facebook's two-year-old artificial intelligence challenge with 20 tasks at 100% accuracy. Bajate raho.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.